The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. We're live here inside the MDN studios. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side. Before we get to the phones, it's 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. You can email us at studio at WTK.com. I want to tell you how you can get prepared for the snow that is sure to come back, right? This is Michigan. Snow is coming back, folks. Don't let the mild temperatures fool you. Snow and ice are here to stay for the next, you know, for the next month at least, right? So the way to be prepared for that kind of action is to have great equipment from our friends at Boolean Sales and Service, 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. Find them online at weknowtractors.com. Again, weknowtractors.com. So what makes Boolean special? They've been around for over six decades. They're a fixture in this community. They have become family. So when you walk in the door, they treat you like family. They will help you get with the right piece of equipment. And here is another big difference between Boolean and a box store. You go to a box store, you get a machine in a box. You go to Boolean, it's already assembled, it's prepped, has gas and oil. They'll even teach you how to use it if you need it, if you need them to. On top of that, you need them to deliver it. They'll do that for a small fee. What's more, if you need parts and service for your new machine, they got you covered there too. It's the Boolean difference. And another big Boolean difference is the great special they have going on right now for our military and first responders. They can save, if you're a military or first responder, you can save $300 to $1,000 on Simplicity, Snapper, and Briggs & Stratton equipment valued at $3,000 and more. Boolean Sales will offer an instant rebate, and Briggs & Stratton will match it with a Visa gift card for the people who do the most to serve and protect our communities both here and around the world. That's now through the end of the month, through February 28th. So get on out to Boolean Sales and Service, 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. Find them online at weknowtractors.com. Again, weknowtractors.com. Let's go to the phones at 734-998-1050. Talk to Austin in Ann Arbor. Austin, what's up?
Hey, Sam. Hey, Ira. So this is an interesting question, you know, with the transfer portal. I just had a couple points, and I just wanted to hear your opinion. So you were talking about coaches, you know, leaving and players not being able to play for the coach they were recruited for and things like that in college. And they have this transfer portal. I almost look like this transfer portal like a free agency, mm-hmm. like you're a free agent. Mm-hmm. But to be a free agent, in most cases, you have to be released out of your contract or completed your contract term, just like these coaches who move, you know, from one place to another. There's some type of usually financial obligation, maybe, to the institution they left and things like that. So it's not always they're just free to move on their own. With these college players, since they get scholarships, whether they offer 4 years or 1 year or 2 years, you know, there's those controversies. I mean, would that be anything of a limitation on the free movement? Do you see what I'm saying at all? Because, you know, just kind of thinking it the same way, if you went to the pros and you're a head coach, you move from one place to another, the players who, you know, were signed under you were looking forward to playing for probably a coach's what I would think too. And it wouldn't be the same thing for the pros, except they're contractually agreed to that team. Well, you know, I think it limits their movement.
You know, I mean, the one of the major differences is the rules at play in the pros, the players actually have a say in how those rules are determined. They have the rules are collectively bargained. The compensation is certainly more level. I mean, it's you know, both, you know, work, management and labor, the compensation is certainly more on par. When players are going to make more than coaches, for sure, but the disparity isn't as great. Whereas in college, you can't help but see the disparity be much more distinct. So I know you'll say that you'll immediately come back and say, well, it's these are amateurs. The only thing amateur about college sports at the revenue sport level is, you know, you have student athletes, you have guys on scholarship. Everything else about it is professional, from how coaches are paid, the revenue that's generated, television contracts. Think about it. That's why I said before, you know, that horse is out of the barn. It is looking at it from the player's perspective, which I try to do. It is disingenuous, you know, if I'm sitting here as a player, for a coach to tell me, you know what, son, you know, stay here and fight it out, you know, grind through, fight through this adversity. You'll be better for it. Even when I see an opportunity that I feel is better elsewhere, now stick this out. When I see coaches doing that at the drop of a hat, especially in the day and age where they can also see the amazing amount of money that's generated, and you know, just the optics of that, as I've said before, it is going to be hard to maintain the amateurism ideal from the perspective of the athletes when they see everything else about the sport being pro. I mean, in the day and age of Bo Schembechler, what did Bo make? $100,000 at the end, something like that.
Maybe.
Now you got coaches making $5-6 million, making the same money that they make on the pro level. And I'm not saying coaches deserve that money for what they have to deal with. They deserve that money. I'd argue a college coaching job is harder than a pro coaching job. Pro coaches don't have to worry about, you know, roster management. That's your general manager's job, right? Pro coaches don't have to recruit not like a college coach does. I mean, they bring a big ticket free agent in. You got to wine and dine them, but you don't have to travel the country recruiting 100 guys, right? So college coaches, I'm not saying they don't deserve that money, but when you increase that salary, you increase the compensation, when you pay them like professionals, you can't turn around to the players who point that out and say, man, look at that Mark Emmert's making $3 million or whatever he's making, and ADs are making millions, and coaches are making millions. Assistant coaches are making millions now. All this money is going up. It's rising. I understand costs are rising too. That's costs of athletic departments, right? I mean, you know, it certainly at some of these lower level schools, football isn't able to turn a profit. But man, it's the burden, it's the strain that's on football to pay for so many other sports, and that is certainly at the Power Five level. That really taxes the athletic departments. If it was just about football sustaining itself, you'd have more viable athletic departments. Not all athletic departments would be viable, but more would if it was just about football paying for itself. But it's not. It's not just about football paying for itself. And again, it's not everywhere. I'd argue it's not even most places. My point is, it would be sustainable on more university campuses than it is now if it was just about them paying for themselves. So again, you have these guys, they're saying, wait a minute, I see this money being generated. I'm a part of it. I see others reaping the dividends more than I am. The dividends I reap are the same dividends that they reaped 20 years ago. And that's not nothing. That's something. That's tangible. I get a college education, which is valuable. It sustains me the rest of my life. But man, I want my piece of the pie too, they say. If everyone else is getting more than they got 20 years ago, relatively speaking, why shouldn't I get more than players got 20 years ago, relatively speaking? How do you argue against that? How do you tell a player who says, well, coach, you know, this coach Ira Weintraub is getting more than coach Jeff Weintraub? Exponentially more. So if, you know, why then should the player that Ira Weintraub coaches not receive more than the player, as much as the player, or receive more than the player that Jeff Weintraub coached? Why shouldn't that be the case? Why does one line stay flat and the other one, you know, look like a, you know, have, be an exponential curve? Why shouldn't both be like that? How do you justify that to a player in good conscience? And it not just be about, hey, well, I want to see college football be the college football that I grew up loving. And frankly, I do. Selfishly, I want that. I don't want college football to change. I want it to be like it was growing up. I want guys to stay 4 or 5 years. I don't want to see something akin to free agency at this level. But I don't know how you argue in good conscience, you know, against more freedom of movement for players when you look at the current dynamics in the revenue sports in intercollegiate athletics. Maybe you can make that case. I don't know how you do it without sounding selfish, though. 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio@wtk.com. Let's talk to Jake in Ann Arbor. Jake, what's up?
I am freaking pumped up. We have a big game coming up. But I just want to say, I have to agree. I think these players should transfer no matter what sport it is. And I just want to say, I think the referees should be accountable, too. I'm not saying that you can't say that you still have to, you can't blame the refs, but I think they should be accountable because the coaches are and the players are for football, basketball, and no matter what. I'll hang up and listen, go blue, win or lose. I'll hang up and listen, go blue.
I believe there are only five sports. Where that was one of the other good pieces, good nuggets of information. I think there are only five sports that have that year in residence rule where you got to sit out a year when you transfer. Football is obviously one of them, right? So it's not even every sport that's the case. All right, we got to get to a break. Recruiting roundup on the other side here. 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. You can tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@wtk.com. We'll get to the recruiting roundup on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.